Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Baby, on the night you said you would.
Good posture. Sit up straight and listen carefully as the classroom of the airwaves continues. This hour brought to you by a grant from the United States Constitution, which guarantees we can all say what we want. No matter how smart we sound or how silly we sound, we have the right to say what we want to say, or else, unless the station don't like it, and then they throw us off. 888-302-3684 always reaches us. Email to Jennifer, who's Horn, Roberta, who's Fasinelli, Rich, who's McFadden, Ken, who is Kessler, or Doug, who is Stefan, at, where is that, at DougStefan.com. That'd be a good place to send it. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Program. Kenny is our social network expert. He's got the top story, the top stories, the conference of, you know, a confluence of conferential ideas. Cut that all out.
What does it have?
Yes, it has. All of those things.
She's using big words again.
All right, so there's a poll out today on the Confederate flag. Opinions have been varying widely, mostly along party lines. Majority of people in our country, according to this poll, don't see any problem with the Confederate flag. They don't see it as racist. So what do they see it as? Well, first of all, they're not even seeing the Confederate flag, and that's the misnomer, and everybody's been falling for this foolishness. It isn't the Confederate flag. It was the battle flag from the state of Virginia. The Confederate flag hasn't been seen for a long, long time. Doesn't look anything really like what we think the Confederate flag is. So we made a lot of hoopla out of that, but the bottom line is that it seems that the politically correct folks are healthy and functioning well, and so that the flag will come down. Is this just so much PR? That's really all it is, right? What else is it besides PR?
You know what else I find it's interesting is apparently after surrendering the Confederate Army, Northern Virginia, Robert E. Lee, General Lee, took an oath to henceforth support the U.S. Constitution and advised his former Confederates to do the same.
Right, he has to, because it's over, so now you have to go back.
Right, and he said, I think it wiser, moreover, not to keep open sores of war, but to follow the examples of those nations who endeavored to obliterate the marks of civil strife and to commit to oblivion the feelings it engendered.
Yeah.
So beautifully.
Even General Lee was like,
get rid of the flag.
I'm done with the flag.
Move on, people.
Adios.
Fast forward a couple hundred years to 1978, and the General Lee car had it on its roof.
Right. Can we do the same thing with the Redskins and their offensive or not offensive name? Can't we just move on? There's a ruling from a federal court judge yesterday that finds the name to be offensive. You know what? What a bunch of jerkleburgers.
You know, and that's the other part of this that I'm a little bit... So when you talk about the Civil War, and Doug, you're a great student of history, some people are still saying that the war was not about slavery, it was about states' rights.
There are those
which
who
is
say
true.
That. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, other people say
but
that.
The states were fighting for the right to keep slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And that's where the struggle is for me.
Yep.
You know, I'm a big states' rights guy, but then you look at this and you're like, okay, all of these states wanted to keep slavery, and that's where the strife was. So.
Yeah. All right. Roberta
has,
as usual, been combing through the catacombs of nonsense and has found, actually, she and Jennifer both. You want to tag team this story?
Oh, by Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Roberta. You first.
Hey, how about this? You don't have to drive to Taco Bell to get your Taco Bell anymore. I want to, yo quiero Taco Bell. Now you can pick up your telefono and make a call and say, buenos dias, yo quiero Taco Bell, and they'll deliver it to your door. How about that Taco Bell delivery service? They're combining with something called DoorDash. They're going to start serving 90 cities and 200 restaurants in Los Angeles, Orange County, San Francisco area, and Dallas to start. And then they'll see how that works.
Let me get this straight. When you're too fat and lazy to get your butt off of the couch
to
and
drive
to Taco Bell, you can actually pick up the phone and have them bring it to you so they can
kill
you.
Hola, yo quiero Taco Bell.
I'll tell you why this
is the Taco Bell is normally costs like 99 cents.
Yeah,
you're making money doing this.
Like a box of 30 costs like $4.
Pero es muy rico Taco
Here's
Bell.
Here's why this is a public service. Because most people that enjoy Taco Bell are either drunk or high or drunk and high. So I would say that this is a public service because it keeps the drunk and high people off the street and lets the safe, sane drivers deliver the Taco Bell to those with the munchies.
And they're actually saying that delivery is the number one request from Taco Bell customers.
Number one.
Yeah, number one request.
Isn't that what they're all doing, though, now? Everybody, remember, it used to be unique.
We'll
Domino's
between number
delivery.
One and number two would now, be Taco Bell.
Okay.
Okay, so Taco Bell's new delivery service started a little early in Bakersfield, California, you guys, because apparently this lady driving around, little pregnant, like by a little pregnant, I mean a lot, and she gave birth and had a delivery. See what we
had
did there,
delivery.
Penny?
Had a delivery.
In the parking lot of a Taco Bell. Welcome to the world, baby. Here's a churro.
Digital stick. Did she order previously, or does she just went into labor?
You know, sometimes you just really have to have a bean burrito.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beans for breakfast.
Taco Bell has introduced a new breakfast menu. Taco Bell says it's a good idea because breakfast is the most important bowel explosion of the day.
Dr. Ken Kronos. With his weekly report on updated medical news here next for us on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about home fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Off relevant store online, staples.com/onbudget and 720. 15 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High-speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card required. Requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
All right, time now on the Good Day program for us to overview what's going on in the world of medicine, and I don't know anybody better who's more on top of the information than Dr. Ken Kronos, who is a cardiologist, practices at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. New drugs available are singular, I guess, Ken, for heart failure. This would, I guess I'd want to know more about how this works. I love the name Entresto. There's always an interesting name that comes with these new drugs. What does this do and what does it address?
Big news. There's not often a brand new class of medications to treat heart failure, but we have that this week, heart failure. Doug, it's a common condition. It affects about 5.1 million people in America. It's a condition in which the heart cannot pump enough blood to meet the body's needs. Heart failure is generally worsening over time as the heart's pumping action grows weaker. The leading cause of heart failure are diseases that damage the heart, such as heart attacks and high blood pressure. Heart failure is a leading cause of death and disability in adults. Entresto, which is the name of the new drug, it reduces the rate of cardiovascular death and hospitalization. It's from Novartis. It costs about $12 a day, and Novartis is going to get this from the insurance companies because they've guaranteed the insurance companies that it's going to decrease the number of hospitalizations for patients. And this is the number one cost of hospitalization in America, heart failure.
So it's good for their business.
It's good for everybody.
Yeah. All right. Medicare is going to pay doctors to counsel patients about the end of their life or the care that's available. This is a turnabout for an idea that has certainly sparked a lot of conversation about so-called death panels, Ken.
Exactly. News out of Washington, D.C. from CMS. Medicare has announced it plans to pay doctors to counsel patients about end-of-life care, the same idea that's sparked accusations of death panels and fanned a furor around President Obama's health care law 6 years ago. The policy change is to take place January 1st, 2016. Counseling would be entirely voluntarily for patients. The counseling aims to determine the type of treatment patients want in their last days, with options ranging from care that's more focused on comfort than extending life to all-out medical efforts to resuscitate a dying patient. I think this is a good thing. I've been having these conversations with patients for 30 years, and I think they're helpful. They're not always easy for the doctor or for the patient, but now we're actually going to get paid to do this.
All right. Here's something that deals with a couple of interests of ours. Healthier arteries, breastfeeding, is this good for the mother and the child? What's the connection here?
Well, surprise. Breastfeeding may be not only good for the child, but good for mom. This is out of Obstetrics and Gynecology Medical Journal this week, Doug. Young women who breastfeed may have healthier-looking arteries years later compared to those who bottle-feed their babies. Those who breastfeed for 10 months or longer have the clearest arteries. Breastfeeding may be beneficial through effects on body weight and even more so on blood pressure. When a woman breastfeeds, the body releases the hormone oxytocin, which is linked to lower blood pressure.
All right. So let's tie that to our message about Super Beats. We have the Good Day Health Heart Challenge going on now. A free box of Neo 40s with anybody who calls in to take the challenge, which all of us here on the program are doing. Connected to Super Beats, a product that really gets at the root of getting blood and all kinds of nutrition, nourishment to our body, right?
Exactly. Love this product. Use this product. Families on this product. In 1988, Doug, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. Think of it as a key to the circulation system. It just allows it to open up. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's disease. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrite-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in the body. Super Beats is a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way, Doug, to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super Beats, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, join the Heart Health Challenge. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. Call and talk to somebody who can explain it even more thoroughly than we have. You get all kinds kinds of free help. Join all of us here that are using Super Beats and also this Neo 40. 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice and check out Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind. Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the two dumb men together. In line, just keep trucking on, on, on.
Grateful Dead. You can say, wait a minute, last week you had a tribute to the Grateful Dead in honor of their last performance in Chicago over this weekend before last. Well, as it happened, that was like a lot of other final tours. The final tour until the next tour, and then
right
after that, let's have another one. Supposedly, on this date in 1995, the Dead played its last live show. That's what they said. They were no more going to tour.
Well,
and it was at the Soldier Field in Chicago.
What? No. It wasn't supposed to be their final tour. It was the end of that particular tour, and then Jerry Garcia died.
Yeah, I was getting to that. So, but it wasn't there. It was their last live show in that tour.
Right, but it wasn't a farewell tour.
Ah, well, it wasn't really turned out to be. Well, it was farewell for Jerry Garcia.
They didn't intend it to be.
Anyway,
right.
Who had a heart attack in his substance abuse treatment facility. You had to prop him up practically, didn't you, in the last the tour?
Is
he functional? Yeah. I never followed him that much. I just knew that he, with a lot of other rockers from that era, I don't know if imbibe is the right way to put it, certainly partook of
celebrating
a lot of things.
Abusing themselves.
Yeah, right. He was like 65, I think, when he died, wasn't he? How old is he? Do you remember?
53.
Even worse or better. But it shows you what happens to you when you abuse drugs of any, to that consistency.
And yet the Rolling Stones are still touring and walking upright.
Yeah.
Figure that out.
Yeah, Phil, Keith Richard is just petrified.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know that they did the type of drugs that the San Francisco crew did.
In fact, we all have to start thinking about what kind of world we're going to leave Keith Richards.
He's pickled.
I bet he doesn't even get a cold.
No.
He looks like...
I mean, he fell out of a coconut tree and he's still walking around.
Cracked.
That's what happens, when you talk about the guy who's in the auto accident who's drunk. He causes the crash and, it doesn't hurt him because he's so inebriated. And maybe that's what it is. These people are so high, there's no impact to an impact.
Well, they've done studies that people who are in crashes when they're drunk driving, your body is so relaxed that when you stiffen up in an accident, that's when you're going to sustain more injuries.
Yeah, I remember a wreck. I was working in the field across from the house that we had cows in. It's now sort of a hayfield now where horses are. But there was a guy coming up the street about 8:30 in the morning, and all of a sudden I heard this huge crash. And the telephone pole in front of our house snapped off and fell into the road. And then upon further examination, I saw a car at the bottom of the telephone pole. And the electric wire, everything was laying on the top. And the guy who was driving it, his head was on the steering wheel. I thought he was dead. Turned out he was so high that he became unconscious when the car hit the pole. But he was, other than the concussion or cutting his head, that was the only thing that happened to him.
A lot of times because they're so relaxed.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Remember the parachute accident where the person passed out in the air? They lived.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amazing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Do we need sunglasses, or are they just an affectation of rock stars like Bono from U2? This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Well, sunglasses are way more than a fashion statement. Our eyes, just like our skin, can be seriously damaged by the sun's ultraviolet radiation. It causes cataracts, benign growths on the eye itself, and cancer of the eyelid. And your eyes can even get sunburn. It's called photokeratitis. So just as your skin needs sunscreen, your eyes need sun protection too. Wide brim hats or baseball caps could send about half of the nasty ultraviolet rays, so use them. For sunglasses, look for ones that block at least 99% of the sun's radiation and screens out around 90% of visible light. Throw in a gray tint for added protection, and your sunglasses are rocking and rolling with the best of them. Take home message, sunglasses aren't just for U2's Bono, but for me and you too. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard cider.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, dude.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, dude. Car talk coming up in a few minutes, plus maybe some food news. Oh, come on. There's some interesting stories floating around here. First of all, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn with me on the Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. The House passed a rewrite of the No Child Left Behind law, dramatically lessening the role the government plays in education policy. For God's sakes, it's about time. They've done nothing but screw up the education system like they screw up everything else. How do we let them make such a mess out of this? Between this and what's that other No Child Left Behind, and there's the other program that's so horrible.
Common Core?
Yeah, Common Core. Oh. Yeah, another disaster.
Horrible.
Yeah. My kids spend the last month of school preparing for the test.
Yeah, it's all
too ridiculous.
That mean nothing to their grades and their actual school.
It mean nothing to their future. Either.
It's all just
all government. Federal, like the medical
the
care,
funds.
Every the same.
And the schools have to do it. You know, I mean, I want to blame the principal, but she's a good. We have a great principal.
Yeah,
but you know what?
High test scores.
She needs those dollars.
It's all about money. Control. And where do these people, these are the same people, this is now I'm going to go off on my toot, but it's worth another listen. The people who are supposedly educated, and I see this all the time in the farming business, these these 25, 26, 27-year-old kids that come out of the public health schools like Princeton, Columbia, and don't know anything about anything except what they learned in school. And so they come around to the farmers and they say, you got to do it this way because it says so in the book. But wait a minute, this is the practical experience and the knowledge I have of having done it for 40 years. No, can't do it that way anymore. This is what the book says you have to do, and if you don't, we'll fine you. Well, that gets repeated over and over again in every aspect of our lives. Education, same thing. You want our dollars, you'll do it our way, or you can't have the money. Well, how did it get to be this convoluted? We grew so fast. There's so many people. Once again, the real problem is we have too many people in this country, and we can't handle what their needs are, whether it's food, it's education, it's jobs, whatever it is. So the government comes in and does this, that, or the other thing to fix a problem in many circumstances doesn't exist.
It's funny. I get to see both ends of the spectrum. My son is one of the smartest kids in his class.
Of course he is.
Of course.
And therefore has to sit there and be bored sometimes because they have to teach to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
And so we have to give him stuff to kind of challenge it. Now, on the other end of this, my daughter has a learning disability.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been greatly helped by the system that recognized it, identified it, and worked with it, and have helped get her past it. So I've been able to see kind of both ends of this. But you know, with my son, that's a problem because they lump all these kids into one class.
Put them all together, homogeneous grouping is better.
Say, you know what, kid, you need to stay back a year.
Right.
So we have to teach to him instead of teaching to the average.
And then they still don't get it anyway, and these kids are set.
Makes no difference. Yep. All right, here's another government boondoggle. Gas lines going across the country. Administration seeking to expand a government requirement that installs inexpensive safety valves. They call them inexpensive. The gas companies say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? It may be the valves are cheap, but do you know how much it costs to break open those lines and fix all of this stuff? They say it's necessary because of fires and explosions. I don't know the root cause of the fires and explosions when it comes to the gas lines. All I can remember about gas and oil explosions are train cars coming off the rack and blowing up off of the tracks.
Why would they use cheap valves for a gas line? You would think they'd want to use the best they can get.
Well, no, they're not expensive. These valves are not expensive. That's the point. None of them are expensive. But to take the lines apart. You know, I'm thinking one of the fields that I hay and we plant corn at a nearby park has a Tennessee gas transmission line going right through it. And so at a point in the park, the lines come above the ground so that they can be inspected. You can figure out what's going on with the gas itself, temperature, flow, all of that. That's why they bring them above ground. And these are in many different communities. And that's the stuff that they're worried about because this has a fence around it. It's all protected, but somebody might be able to get in there and create mayhem. Well, you can do that. I mean, at what point do we say too much protection or too much is too much? Is there a cost benefit? Anybody done that analysis as to spending all this money to do all of this work? Does it really do the trick to protect us? And that's the problem with so many government programs. Nobody ever checks them out. Nobody ever thoroughly looks to see what will be the impact today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. It's just, let's throw money at it now. Money that most of these departments don't have. So, anyway, that's my thank you. That's the Doug Steffen toot for the day. Roberta Fasanelli has a rather sweet story about a Father's Day card sent to a father in Lynchburg, Virginia, where we are heard. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's sweet and it's sad at the same time. I mean, if you're a parent, you can probably identify with this. You may have a child that you don't quite get along with. You don't see eye to eye. You've been kind of estranged. And then you get a Father's Day card from the child, and the Father's Day card says, "Dear Dad, we haven't been in touch for a while. I'm doing fine and very happy in Richmond. I'd like to hear from you. Have a happy Father's Day. Love, Dwayne." So you get this card 26 years after after your son has died, and you were estranged with the son because you had difficulty accepting the fact that the child was gay, and the son died of AIDS. So 26 years later, this father got this card. Apparently, the card had been returned to sender, but the father moved a lot around the country, and it was forwarded on different occasions, and finally got to him. So he said that it's like a sign from heaven that his son is doing just fine. But, you know, it's
so he understands and appreciates the folly of his action.
Yes.
You know what else? Props to the United States Mail Service for once. They didn't give up.
I mean, they kept going.
They just kept on saying, we're going to find this guy.
And look at him.
Incredible.
26 years.
How much did they spend delivering that card?
He said it was a gift from beyond the grave.
I'm sure if we tracked the cost, the expense to deliver that card, it probably was over $10,000.
26 years across the mile.
12 cents the stamp on it.
I mean, just in gas, they probably spent a grand.
Yeah.
Food news.
Incredible.
That's great.
If you are looking for a good dining experience, there's a report or a suggestion list. A number of readers that took part in a magazine, a restaurant magazine satisfaction survey. Top overall picks out of the 100 chains rated, the Capital Grill came out to be number
one. I like it.
Yep. Let's see here. Maggiano's Little Italy. There are a number of those stores.
You don't know the Capital Grill, Rich?
I don't.
The Capitol started in Washington, in the Capitol.
Yeah. That's why it's called the Capitol.
It's right across from the White House.
No, it's down.
It's down the next block and to the right.
The next block.
Off of Pennsylvania Avenue, yeah.
Duh.
Let's see, Morton's the Steakhouse. Pancake House, Bravo Cucina Italiano.
I'm going to have to throw Morton's under the bus because they're under new ownership now, and I've heard that their portion sizes have gone down. They don't bring the live lobsters to your table anymore to show you the meat like they used
There's
to.
There's a lobster in the house.
And they count their fries. Like if you order a side of fries, they actually count
your
fries.
You'll
get 31.
Meanwhile, they charge you $14 for the side of fries.
My God.
Right.
Okay, T.F. Chang's China Bistro is in the list.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting to look at some the way people look at eating out. There's so many places to eat. Restaurant business is so tough, though. But does anybody eat at home anymore?
People just love chains. You know, they're comforting, I guess.
Starbucks raising prices again this week. 5 to 20 cents for most affected drinks. Affected is the right word. Anybody who buys anything, the whole company is affected. As far as I don't get it, but I don't drink coffee. I go into Starbucks once in a while to get a hot chocolate or to get a muffin or something. $2.45, the average for a large coffee. What does it cost to get coffee? I go to Dunkin' Donuts. What's coffee? What does coffee cost to Dunkin' Donuts?
Roberta.
I don't know, under $2, I believe.
Under $2 for a cup of coffee that's just basically black muddy water.
Yeah, coffee's pretty cheap. It's not
cheap.
It's delicious goodness.
What do you mean
cheap?
It's
not like big bucks coffee.
I think that's...
No, coffee's pretty cheap to make, is what I'm saying. People make money in coffee. Remember at a diner, it'd be like a quarter? I mean, you'd see Mel's Diner when you'd watch Alice, they'd like put a quarter over to get a cup of coffee. Now it's not as cheap, but still cheap to make.
So, Richie, you don't drink coffee. Kenny, you don't drink coffee.
I drink tea, but...
Roberta, do you stop and get it, or do you make it yourself?
I make coffee.
I make it here. Green tea with the honey.
Kenny, you don't go out and get stuff like that, right? You eat it at home, drink it at home?
Most of the time, I make it at home.
Right, I have a high-end espresso machine. I press the button, it makes me my coffee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Then a little Mexican jumps out and brings it to her.
Taco Bell.
17 before the hour, 43 after here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines. and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
It's summer, which means time to grab and go. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the rush of warm weather, open beaches, and vacation on the mind, it's great to have all the basics on hand. The best way to prep for the day is to have a big canvas tote handy. What's in your tote? Always pack some sunscreen, your sneakers, and change of clothes for last-minute long walks and taking in the sights. Toss in a nice lipstick, hat, powder, and aviator shades, and you're almost there. You know you and your friends will get a craving for something sweet, so add snacks like M&M's Crispy, a treat that satisfies any craving. And it's hard to believe that M&M's Crispy with sweet rice puff center and candy shell is 180 calories per singles pack. So snack happy. Just grab them off the grocery shelf and pack them up in your personal goodie bag. Now you're really ready for summer. For more information on M&M's Crispy, please visit MMS.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online, staples.com/onbudget and 7/20/15. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No, I don't.
Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's get to the bottom here of we got to have a part of the program. The bottom of the barrel. And the, broken news from the bottom of the barrel concerns things that are going on with the Ruskies. Dad Vlad. Puking
Dad
Putin.
Vlad.
All right, so there's a new flag flying over I'm not sure whether it's over government buildings or just the mainstream.
The Confederate flag?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Just a flag, just
Russian
a flag.
Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what's this new flag all about, Lubersky?
Well, it's a new flag that the Russians have put out. They put it out in honor of their annual day of family love and fidelity, and it's their answer to the rainbow flag. In other words,
gay
it
flag.
Is the gay flag. Yeah. It's the family flag. It's a mother and a child and three children in school.
I'll bet Putin.
Against
gay,
a blue background.
All holding bottles of vodka.
Not secretly. I'm pretty sure Putin likes anything.
Putin is gay?
They call
it the
straight flag.
I would think so.
They say we must prevent gay fever in our country and support traditional values.
Really?
They've come out with the straight flag.
There we are.
So people are like waving it around and stuff.
All right,
like
what
that.
Else is something else going on in Russia today?
Yeah,
as well?
One of their low-cost airlines, Pobeda Airlines, is banning passengers from chewing gum on board because they say
spirit.
It costs up to 100,000 rubles to remove each piece
What's
of
that,
gum.
What's that, like 4 cents?
It's about 1,700 bucks. We have imposed the ban on chewing gum since the middle of June because the losses are sustained by the airlines. So people are jumping on Twitter and saying, call a sky marshal, there's chewing gum on board.
Somebody call a way ambulance.
And they're wondering how they're going to enforce this law and asking passengers to open your mouth and let me see inside your pockets.
Ah, lovely.
100,000 rubles.
Yeah, people are really disrespectful with gum.
Yo.
I'm going to give them that much. People can't just put it in a trash can or a piece of paper.
Also, a problem on the Russian Airlines, people are stealing equipment, like life jackets and safety instructions.
And vodka.
That's the vodka.
Seriously?
All right, yesterday, speaking of disrespect, I don't know how many of you saw this, the ISIS militants announced that they'd crucified dozens of Syrian men and boys for not taking the Ramadan fast.
Mm-hmm.
So
what?
If you did not fast, who broke the Ramadan fast were being crucified. They put them up on electric poles around the...
You mean literally?
Literally.
It's Sharia law. If you don't follow it, you're done.
Well, they were seeing what happens when you eat after the fast. They saw those 45 militants get poisoned and killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to stick to my daily meal here.
Yeah, but it's just speaking to what we're dealing with here, trying to understand what these people are all about, and if you can understand what they're all about. Quick review of that is enough. Thank you very much. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Tom Hanks singing from the movie Joe versus the Volcano.
Love that movie.
1990 was the year. Tom Hanks' birthday is today, 59, one of the most substantial contributors to films in our country at the moment, I think. A lot of great, great works. So, Chucker, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We're going to give you a little challenge, Good Day challenge. We have some clips from some of Tom Hanks' big movies. We're going to play them, and you tell us what the movie is. How's that for a deal?
No, I'll give it a shot, Dad.
All right, go ahead, Richie. First,
all my life, I've been waiting for someone, and when I find her, she's a fish.
All right,
Flash.
Flash. Okay, next one.
Got it.
Just before the scaffold.
Gallagher?
I want to say Big.
The Money Pit.
Money Pit, yeah. It really goes back there. Okay.
Right. 1986. All right, this is from Big, 1988. Go ahead, Richie.
What did it make you do for all this?
Well, I play with all of this stuff. And then I go in and I tell them what I think.
That's it?
Yeah.
And they pay you for that?
Yeah.
Suckers!
All right, next one, Tucker.
Are you crying? Are you crying?
Come on, Tucker.
There's no crying in baseball.
A League of Their Own.
Right. Yeah, 19.
That's the movie that revived his career, because he sort of hit a dead spot when he did movies like Turner and Hooch, and he was sort of on that, things are going south, and then he did that movie in a supporting role, and the rest is movie history.
Right.
There is no way that we are going on a plane to meet someone who could be a crazy sick lunatic. Didn't you see Fatal Attraction?
You wouldn't let me.
Well, I saw it, and it scared the out of me. It scared the out of every man in America.
Could be one of two movies. Which one was it, Tucker?
I'm not sure which one that is.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, come on. That's the one I wanted. Yeah.
Got to blurt it out, Jen. I'm going to do that.
All right, next one.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
There you go, Chuck.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
1994.
We're all very impressed with Andy's new toy.
Toy?
Got it. T-O-Y. Yeah. Toy.
Excuse me. I think the word you're searching for is Space Ranger.
The word I'm searching for, I can't say, because there's preschool toys present.
All right.
Toy Story.
1995. Next.
I say this is an excellent mission, sir, with an extremely valuable objective, sir. Worthy of my best efforts, sir. Moreover, I feel heartfelt sorrow for the mother of Private James Ryan. I'm willing to lay down my life.
Great collaboration between
you, Ryden.
Hanks and Steven Spielberg.
He's suffering.
All right, what's the name of the movie? Duh.
Apollo 13, right?
In the bed of my judgment, I stand before God, and he asks me, why did I? Did I kill one of his true miracles? What am I going to say? That it was my job.
Great.
What's his face? Duncan was in that.
Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
What's that?
Green Mile.
Green Mile, 1999.
Oh, I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
What a movie.
Great movie.
Right.
Out of here.
Not sure of that one.
Castaway.
Castaway, yeah.
2000. Man, that movie's 15 years old. Woo!
Here's the question. A living descendant of Jesus Christ, would she destroy faith, or would she renew it?
I don't know this one.
Oh, yes, you
do. Da Vinci Code.
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
And then the last one is from last year.
Hold on, let him play.
This is Mask, Alabama. We are an unarmed freighter. We have
two skiffs approaching with armed intruders.
Potential piracy situation.
Copy, Alabama. You should alert your crew and get your fire hoses ready.
Is that it?
Chances are it's just fishermen.
They're not here to fish.
Chugger?
Captain Phillips.
Good movie. That was a very good movie.
What
you know, he's
going to
do one of his next films. He's going to play Sully Sullivan, the pilot
of
Great. Wow.
Yeah, that'd be a great story.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, great story.
Awesome.
It's
easy to argue. He's had one of the greatest careers of any actor in the history of Hollywood.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, he really he knows how to put the pieces together. I think his first collaboration between Clint Eastwood and Tom Hanks, though, this Sullenberger movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
All right, Chuck, you got a second or two for any other movie news?
Just one thing. Actress Marissa Tomei, who I believe is 50, reportedly the first choice of Sony to play Aunt May in their new Spider-Man reboot. Usually that character plays much older, but they're going younger because Spider-Man in this new version will be a high school student. I love that cast.
Really?
I'm a big fan of her.
Yeah. All right, Chuck Curry is our movie man here on the Good Day program. Chuck, always nice to have you here. Usual, it's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.